a reading from the first letter of Peter. Beloved, all of you must clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, I have written this short letter to encourage you and to testify that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it. Your sister church in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends you greetings, and so does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. The word of the Lord. Mark is among the earliest disciples of Jesus, St. Mark the Evangelist. Very early after the resurrection, we see Peter in prison, and he is miraculously delivered by an angel. He goes straight to the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark. This is our Saint Mark. So John seems to be his second name, as often we find in Gospels. And, for example, Peter is Cephas, Paul was Saul, and so on. So sometimes he's called John Mark, and sometimes he's Mark. In any case, he's well known in the Christian community. We see him in Acts, accompanying Paul and Barnabas, preaching from Caesarea to Jerusalem, to Seleucia, to Cyprus, to Paphos, and then to Perga in Pamphylia. At that point, and that's a lot of traveling, and John has been the assistant of Paul and Barnabas, John Mark left them and goes back to Jerusalem. Paul and Barnabas carry on preaching the good news. Sometime later, we find them in Antioch, and it seems that Mark is again present. Paul suggests a new itinerary, and Barnabas wants to take John Mark. And now we have a famous quarrel, and in fact, it's not the only violent quarrel in Acts. I'm going to quote. So Paul suggests this, a new itinerary. Barnabas suggested taking John Mark, but Paul was not in favor of taking along the very man who had deserted them in Pamphylia and had refused to share in their work. After a violent quarrel, they parted company, and Barnabas sailed off with Mark to Cyprus. Okay. So we are living now in the post-resurrection period, where the church is coming to birth and organizing itself. I say this because the scriptural accounts are both amazing and down to earth. We see real people with real human foibles, and very lively human temperaments and character traits. Personally, I think St. Paul is quite a neurotic, but then aren't we all a bit neurotic to some degree? There's an old Quaker saying that goes, everyone here is a little queer, dear, but thee and me, and sometimes thee are a little queer. That old saying had no gender connotations. And that's what is so encouraging about the Christian faith. It's a sublime, divine gift that is lived out by real people like you and me. So we see that, in fact, Barnabas doesn't quit. And he will eventually author a very interesting gospel. He's still around in Acts, and we next see him assisting St. Peter. Peter, that ragtag, boisterous disciple who denies Christ, becomes the strong, humble, courageous, and impressive leader that we see in Acts. We have just heard the ending of Peter's first letter, and it's such a beautiful reading. That letter is, in fact, a marvelous introduction to Christianity. And here we see, as he ends it, that Peter evidently loves John Mark a lot. He has become like a son to him. My son, Mark. We all send you greetings, and so does my son, Mark. That's the other notable thing about Christianity, the friendships, and what a great gift those friendships are. God bless you.